Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls, and spoke with me, saying, Come here, and I'll show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the land have committed fornication. I was saying that the land, or the earth, may refer specifically to the land promised to Abraham. So there is this evil system that's described as a wicked woman who's controlling all the nations in that area. And those who dwell in the earth and the land were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. He carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a beast of a scarlet colour, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. It's the sum of all the beasts and visions of Daniel put together. So this beast, this organization, is sort of a summary, all brought together. All the previous visions that there'd been of the enemies of God's people, it's all brought together in this system, which is obviously going to be, like they were, dominating the people of Israel. And the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. She had in her hand a golden cup full of abominations. Upon her forehead there was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Well, the saints can refer to the people of Israel, because they just mean special ones, and they are called in the Old Testament the saints of God, the special ones. So this woman has perhaps, this system, it's not a, probably a literal woman, but this evil system has killed both Jews and Christians. And as I say, I think that this speaks about this system that's going to dominate the land that was promised to Abraham in the last days. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration, or with great wonder, that's the idea. And the angel said to me, Why did you wonder? I'll explain to you the mystery of this woman and of the beast that carries her, that's got the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, but it is about to come out of the abyss, out of the bottomless pit, and go to destruction. So this beast, at the time that John was seeing it in the first century, it didn't exist, but it had done. And I said that if you look at the number of heads and horns, this is the summary of all the different beasts that Daniel saw in his prophecies who had dominated the people and the land of Israel. So then, this beast had been, but right now at the time of John, it was not, but it will be, because it's going to exist in the last days, just before Jesus comes back. And those who live on the earth or in the land will wonder, even those whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. So those who had received the mark of the beast, as opposed to the mark or the seal of Jesus in their minds, in their forehead, they will wonder and think that she's wonderful. But they will wonder when they behold the beast that was and is not now, but will be. So here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a little time. The beast that was and is not is himself also an eighth and is of the seven, and he goes to destruction. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but they will receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one mind, and they give their power and strength to the beast. These shall make war against the Lamb, and the Lamb is Jesus. And the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. So this system, quite exactly what all the details mean, will be clear when it happens. It's clearly talking about a number of rulers and subdivisions within this beast, but it's going to make war with Jesus, which requires that Jesus will be back on earth at this time. So it's talking about events in the very last days, and the Lamb will overcome them. Well, this is the simple message of Revelation. As I said the other day, simple message of Revelation is Jesus wins. The Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And they also shall overcome that are with him, those who are called, chosen, and faithful. And he said to me, the waters which you saw where the woman sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw, and the beast, these shall hate the woman, and shall make her naked and desolate, and will eat her flesh, and burn her completely with fire. For God will put in their hearts to do his will, and to come to one mind, and give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God should be fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is the great city, which reigns over the kings of the land. So, what that is saying is that this great system is going to destroy itself. And that is always how God has worked in the past. That, for example, when Israel were attacked by their enemies, quite often those enemies turned upon each other, got scared by something or other, and went on killing each other. This is how God chooses to work, to let people destroy themselves more than him destroying them.